almost no one raises the real issue of tax avoidance, right? And of the rich just not paying their fair share. I mean, it feels like I'm at a firefighters conference and no one's allowed to speak about water.
Today we walk into this house with an iconic South African plant, the Aloe Ferox. We must take the bitter with the sweet.
It is a matter that is under consideration. And all I would say is that watch this space.
Welcome to this week's episode of the SA Money Report. This financial podcast is brought to you by Fin24 and hosted by Deputy Editor Ahmed Arif.
First, they came for the Karoo. And people spoke up and told them to frank off, basically. Now Shell wants to come for the oil and gas off our coasts and appears to be facing a similar wave of opposition. There's intrigue. There's the possibility of oil. There's kind of like sound explosions. There's politics. There's calls for a boycott. And there's the possibility of dead ocean life. Helping to blast away our misconceptions and help it all to sink in is Fin24 sustainability expert Lamiz Umarji. So, Lamiz, what exactly is Shell planning to do off the coast of the Eastern Cape?
Hi, Ahmed. So, from the 1st of December, a company called Shearwater Geoservices will conduct seismic surveys on behalf of Shell. Readers are probably wondering what a seismic survey is. There's a whole article about it on the website of the South African Association for Marine Biological Research. They can check that out, but a seismic survey is basically what mining companies or oil and gas companies do in order to detect whether there are oil and gas reserves in an area. It doesn't always have to be in the ocean, it can also be on land. What happens is they use equipment such as an air gun, which sends pulses of sound outward. In this case, Shearwater Geoservices will use a ship that carries these air guns, and they will send out sound waves into the water. And the sound travels through the water, and as it hits the sea floor, or, you know, it can be refracted or it bounces back. And there's the special equipment which then receives this information from the sound wave, and then scientists use this information to map out what is happening on the seafloor, you know, where the oil and gas reserves are, as an example. The survey is going to take place off the coast of the Eastern Cape, like you said, between Morgan's Bay and Port St. John's. The area will be 20 kilometers offshore, away from the coastline, and they'll basically scan water depths from 700 meters to 3,000 meters. But the total area that will be covered, if you're like a science buff or physics buff, is 6,000 square kilometers.
What are the environmental concerns? And what are activists trying to do to prevent this exploration from going ahead?
Yeah, so Dr. Judy Mann of the South African Association for Marine Biological Research actually describes the ocean as an acoustic world. It might sound strange to us, but marine mammals, fish and invertebrates all use sound to navigate their way, you know, find food, avoid their predators and even find mates. There's also a documentary by Janet Solomon. She is a co-founder of Oceans Not Oil. This is one of the environmental groups, you know, trying to block this. She is a co-founder of Oceans Not Oil, but she also directed a documentary, you know, just to kind of show what the impact is on animals. Like it harms the animal tissue. There were some cases where crabs lost ovaries, you know, so it impacts reproduction. It also causes a lot of distress in sea animals and even temporary hearing loss. And Dr. Judy Mann also just noted that internationally, seismic surveys have been shown to have negative impacts on a range of marine animals, you know, from something as small as plankton to, like, you know, something as large as a whale. Extinction Rebellion, Cape Town, the Cape Town branch basically also said that the seismic surveys could harm whales during their breeding season and could separate mothers from their calves. But, you know, there are also economic impacts. You know, there's a view that the surveys could scare away fish, and you can imagine the impact it would have on the catches for you know, small businesses which have owned fisheries and, you know, anyone just really who has a livelihood that depends on the coast and, you know, especially tourism. And it's not just limited to these seismic blasts. If, for example, oil is detected for some reason, I mean, I guess they're looking for gas in this case. If they have to start drilling and there's oil spillage, you know, that in itself has negative environmental impacts. And activists are doing various things to raise awareness. Extinction Rebellion had its own protest at the V&A waterfront on Sunday, you know, where the Amazon Warrior, which is the ship that is going to be used to conduct these seismic surveys, that ship docked at the Cape Town Harbour on Sunday, and so they protested. Oceans Not Oil is also running this petition. I'm pretty sure there's over 200 signatures on it at the time of recording. and there are also many people protesting at Shell service stations in the Western Cape and Eastern Cape. And now there is even a call to boycott Shell, especially over the holiday period. You know, there are a lot of inlanders who are probably going to go to the coast for the holiday period. And so activists are just asking that people choose other service stations. I even spoke to someone who said that he was involved in this just because he's a concerned citizen. So it's not just small communities of people limited to certain places. It's people everywhere.
If Shell does find oil or gas, what would happen next? But also, more importantly, how would SA benefit from all of this?
The message from Shell is that we need energy, and, you know, this is part of efforts to ensure that we have energy security. You know, and in terms of corporate speak, I sent them questions. They said, you know, they're very deeply committed to South Africa as an energy partner. So they're focused on the near term. We need energy security now. And they're arguing that a lot of our energy is imported. But if gas could be found offshore, or indigenously, that could, you know, be a big help for our energy security. And that's also what the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy is also putting forward. You know, the department says that the gas and oil industry is an important part of our economic recovery strategy. And, you know, it's going to be even better if this gas is indigenous. It goes beyond just energy security. It can provide an opportunity for local beneficiation or jobs. And the department is also just, it refers to the Integrated Resources Plan of 2019, which outlines that we will need renewable energy, or we will adopt renewable energy, but then this gas is important for the times when the sun doesn't shine and the wind does not blow. So they're really pushing this idea of energy security. And I guess with South Africans experiencing load shedding, it kind of speaks to their needs.
Lemise, who in government is responsible for this and how do they justify it? But also, Shell's license was issued in 2013. How can it still be valid now? Or do they have the rights to blast our ocean floors in perpetuity?
Interesting question, Ahmed. So I think maybe the environmental activists and journalists were directing all their questions to the Department of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries at first, because that department then issued a statement saying that they can't do anything about the seismic survey taking place because the permit or the authorization to do it was issued by the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy. And so I ended up directing my questions to the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, and they explained, you know, they're also aware there are concerns about the survey. But, you know, Shell does have a permit, and in order to get this permit, an environmental management program or plan for mitigation for the impacts that such a survey would have on the environment was submitted in 2013, and it wasn't approved then. And then subsequently in 2014, the Mineral Resources and Energy Department granted an exploration right, which, just as a reminder, that's what companies do to detect reserves, whatever they're mining, or like oil and gas. And so the department also said, you know, the survey is going to happen during a period which doesn't affect migration of marine mammals. But yeah, I spoke to Dr. Judy Mann about this being true, and she said that, you know, fine, fair enough if it doesn't interfere with migration patterns, but there are still animals that constantly live in this area and they are still going to be affected. Like, it's completely missing the point. There's still going to be an impact on marine life. Just coming back to whether the permit is still valid, the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy said that an independent audit was conducted in 2020 to confirm if the controls and the mitigation measures in the environmental management program was still fitting. And, you know, there was a notice given to affected parties to comment. And they say from this independent audit that was conducted last year, it was found that the measures of this program are still good enough and can mitigate against potential environmental impacts. But yeah, I've spoken to some environmental activists, and they argue that if Shell had to apply to conduct a seismic survey today, then they would have to go through an environmental impact assessment. And that is something that would determine whether they can go ahead or not based on the extent of the environmental damage. And they reckon that if more people got to comment, then probably there would be issues raised and maybe potentially the survey wouldn't go ahead. But, you know, there are some lawyers who are looking into the matter to see if the permit is still valid, based on this time gap or whatever procedures were followed last year through that independent audit. I'm not sure of the details, but it seems like people are still very, persistent in terms of their efforts to block the survey.
Lastly, Lamise, what is Shell's take on all of this?
So Shell is aware of the petition and the calls for a boycott and just everyone protesting against the seismic survey from going ahead. They say that they believe people are entitled to share their own views. But I think they're cautioning or rather saying, you know, at least if you do so safely. Don't harm anyone in your protest, although the environment is going to be harmed. But Shell says... it says it's been operating within its legal right this whole time, and it's met all its obligations in order to conduct the survey. And it says it has a long experience conducting seismic surveys or collecting seismic data, and it also considers the welfare of wildlife, and they follow these international guidelines from the Joint Nature Conservation Committee. And apparently there will be an independent specialist team on board, and this team will then monitor the presence of marine animals, in the ocean where they're going to conduct these surveys, and they will suspend the noise if they do detect a marine animal within a particular area around the sound source. And they also say the same thing as the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy, that the survey is going to happen during a period which doesn't interfere with migration patterns. And I did ask them about the concerns raised about the economic impacts on fisheries and tourism, and they said that they did have the socioeconomic impacts assessed by an independent specialist. And they also held meetings with fisheries and, you know, made sure that there is some cooperation and communication with them. And they also consulted tourism companies who, you know, were close to the survey, the area where the survey would take place. But yeah, they didn't say what the outcomes of these consultations were. But I guess what we've been seeing is people protesting in places like Port St. John's. Yeah, so it will be interesting. The survey is supposed to kick off on the 1st of December. So it's definitely worth watching to see if environmental activists or concerned citizens will be able to do enough to stop this. But yeah, it looks like for now Shell is still going ahead.
This brings our show to an end. The music in this episode is courtesy of Getty Images and Epidemic Sound. This week's installment was produced with the help of Kayleen Morgan. Thank you for listening.